Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome back to the IDLE podcast. We are in IDLE number 6, and we are going to talk about stuffed animals. So IDLE, I-D-L-E, stands for Identify, Decide, Locate or Let Go, and Evaluate. So we have identified that this week we're going to talk about stuffed animals, and you do not need to go straight home and collect all of your stuffed animals and do anything with them, although I am going to encourage you to do that this time. Normally I say we're just changing our mindset, and the next time you are faced with whatever it is we're talking about, which today is stuffed animals, you will have mentally shifted your mindset into how to tackle that issue. But today I am going to encourage you, after you've heard this, to do this sometime this week with the stuffed animals in your home. So we're going to talk about stuffed animals, and we are going to decide what we are going to do with them. And the easiest way to make this decision is not to make the decision stuffed animal by stuffed animal. So what I mean by that is, stuffed animals, if you have them in your house, they're like bunnies, literally. They multiply and they're in every single room and they're hiding places. They're all over the place. And so I have a system that I go through, normally with children, but sometimes big children, with their stuffed animals. And the first step is to go through the entire house on a stuffed animal scavenger hunt. And what you are doing is you're trying to find every single stuffed animal in the basement, in the kids' rooms, in the playrooms, in the family room, everywhere they could possibly be. And you're going to get all of these stuffed animals in one central location. The living room is a great room. Any room where you have floor space and you can actually see the carpet is perfect. We're just going to pile them in there. You could turn it into a game. You could toss them in there. I don't care what you do. Get all of the stuffed animals in one location. We are putting them in a centralized stuffed animal zoo. And once you get all of the stuffed animals in that location, you're then going to sort the stuffed animals by animal type, just like you would at a zoo. So all of the bears will be in one pile, and all the puppy dogs in another pile, and all the otters in another pile, so that you have your stuffed animals sorted by type. And the next thing you knew is you need to corral everyone in the house that has to make the decisions about these stuffed animals into one room. Now, often this is just the children. However, I will say that some adults have strong attractions to their stuffed animals, and that's fine. If you want to keep your stuffed animals, that is totally fine. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Mr. Mom. So Mr. Mom was in the 80s, and it's a story about this guy who has to be Mr. Mom, and his wife goes off to work, and his son has a blanket that he needs to get rid of, and the dad's trying to get the child away from the blanket. And he says, hey, you got to get rid of the whoopee, because if you still have the whoopee, you know, pretty soon it'll be a blanket, and then you'll be strung out on comforters when you're older. It's a really funny scene, how he's saying, you know, we got to get rid of this blanket because we got to nip it in the bud, or we're going to have these blankets all over the place, and you're an adult carrying around a blanket. It's not going to be okay. And stuffed animals are kind of that way. Like, they're cute and they're cuddly and you're holding them and they're fun. And kids have fun playing imaginatively with stuffed animals. That's all well and good. But these things multiply like crazy. Like, I don't know if there's some kind of magnet inside of a stuffed animal that as soon as a grandparent walks in a store with a wallet, the money flies out of the wallet and the stuffed animal flies in the purse, or something like that happens, because grandparents love to buy stuffed animals. And next thing you know, you don't have enough room for your child in their bedroom because there are so many stuffed animals in the bedroom. And some of these stuffed animals have special meaning. Both of my children have stuffed teddy bears that have been given to them by their birth parents. And so, of course, we would never get rid of this stuffed animal. It was given to them by their birth mother, and they will have it the rest of their life. Stuffed animals can have a lot of special meaning. But often, we attribute special meaning to every single piece of fluff that comes in our house. You know, everything that we won at the local amusement park, and this one we picked up at Dave and Buster's, and these 12 we got for Christmas. And you just have so many of these stuffed animals. So the best way to make the decisions are to bring everyone into the room who has a stuffed animal in the pile. So in my house, Dad never gets brought into the room because he doesn't have any stuffed animals in the pile. I don't either, but I have to, you know, be the zookeeper. So I bring my children in, and I remember the first time I did this, my kids were 3 and 4 years old. They might have been 2 and 3, but let's say they were 3 and 4 years old. And I had done this exact scenario. And one of our sections of our zoo were Clifford dogs. We had like 7 Clifford dogs. How can you have that many Clifford dogs? Anyways, I said to the kids who were very young, I said, go run and get your favorite 2 stuffed animals. And they went and got their 2 favorite stuffed animals, and they came and they put them over to the side. And I said, okay, go find a couple stuffed animals that we can give to baby so-and-so, whoever I knew that was a baby. And they would come and they would bring me stuffed animals that I could give away. And I have one child that's more sentimental than the other and has kept more stuffed animals than the other. And my kids are in their teenage years, and we have maybe 20 stuffed animals in our house. So it's not like we don't have any stuffed animals. We have some stuffed animals. We don't have the hundreds that we used to have. And I was adamant about telling parents, you know, or family members, no stuffed animals. It doesn't matter. You're going to get stuffed animals. Now, I've also gone into homes where I'll be talking to a child that's, say, 10, 12, 14 about their stuffed animals. Typically girls, but sometimes boys too. And I do the exact same thing. We get all the stuffed animals into the zoo divided by kind. Now, what I do is I sit down with that child and I will lay out all of the bears. Let's say we have 6 bears in front of us. And I will say, is there a bear here that is your absolute favorite? And they will take that bear and they will hug it. And then I will say, is there 1 or 2 bears here that you could donate and you wouldn't really worry about it? And often they will give me a couple to donate, and we go back and forth until we've at least pared the stuffed animals down by half. I figure if we get the stuffed animals down by half, we're doing well. But often I can get them down to keeping just 20 to 25% of the stuffed animals with the additional tactics that I use. So I always tell the children, you know, I'm never going to say you can't keep one of your stuffed animals. So don't worry about that. I'm not going to make you get rid of any of your stuffed animals. But I also don't want you to keep any that we don't need to keep. So one family in particular I was doing this with, and she had well over 100 stuffed animals, and she was a teenager. And after I showed her all the bears, you know, it was very hard. I could tell she wasn't willing to get rid of any of the bears. And she didn't have a choice. They were moving, and she had to get rid of at least half of her stuffed animals. And I could tell right away that this was not going to work. So I started to talk with her. Tell me about those stuffed animals. What do you like about the stuffed animals? What do they mean to you? And she had meaning associated with every single stuffed animal. And one of my children is like this, so I understand this. And so to her, they weren't just stuffed animals that were bought willy-nilly. Like, even if they were won at an amusement park, it was won by one of her siblings that rarely comes in town. Or if it was a gift, it was a gift from a special place they had gone by a special family member. And so all of these stuffed animals had a lot of meaning for her. So I knew that it wasn't optional that we could keep all of the stuffed animals. So we had to come up with a way of storing the memory, but not the animal. And I said, what if I take a picture of each collection, the bears, the animal, you know, the penguins, the turkeys, whatever the stuffed animal things were. I'll take a picture of all of them. You decide which ones you want to keep, which ones you want to let go. And then we'll give all the pictures to your mom and you can put them on your phone. As soon as I said that, she was like, oh, well, these 4 bears can go and those 4 peacocks out of here. She was ready to give up a lot of the stuffed animals, but she was not ready to give up the memories associated with the stuffed animals. Just like it is with us, when we're going through our own clutter, as our children are going through their clutter, they have the same thoughts and processes that we have. The other thing I've noticed with stuffed animals is similar to what I told you about books last week with my children, is when you're looking one stuffed animal at a time, actually it's harder to get rid of the animals when you're looking one stuffed animal at a time. It's easier for children to get rid of stuffed animals when they see they have 6 bears and I tell them to show me their favorite, then usually they're ready to get rid of the other 5, or at least 2. They will get rid of 2 and keep 4. Ideally, you would go through this process twice a year until you get down to the amount of stuffed animals you want. I remember when my children were 3 and 4 and we went through this process, one of the things that my son was ready to give up right away was his biggest Clifford dog. And he very much loved this Clifford dog, but he wanted to give it to another baby. He wanted to give the dog away. And I thought, And I even said, no, 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 Joey, keep that one. So often when I work with children in giving up their stuffed animals, if their parents are in the room or even after we're done and the parents go through the bag that the children have decided to let go, they will often pull stuffed animals out of that bag and either make the children keep them or they keep them for the children in a memory box because of the memory the parent has associated with the stuffed animal that the child does not. In the case of the teddy bears I told you earlier, for my children, I would not let them get rid of those teddy bears until they are adults and really make that decision that they don't want those teddy bears. But when it came to Clifford the Big Red Dog, I stopped myself immediately, thought back to my original goal, which was less stuffed animals in the house, realized he had saved three Clifford the Dogs, so it wasn't like we weren't going to have any Clifford the Dogs, and went ahead and let him get rid of that Clifford when he was ready to let go of that Clifford, as opposed to when I was ready to let go of that Clifford. It is amazing how often we transfer our thoughts, our feelings, and our memories onto our children in very, very positive ways. But if you ask me, when it comes to stuffed animals, get rid of them when you can. That's all I have for you today. Hopefully you will have an easier time letting go and deciding how to keep those stuffed animals in your home and in your family's lives. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.